Hey, it's Chris, and welcome back to the Between Dreams podcast. This is your look into conversations with people who are not just dreaming big dreams, but making them happen, because life is what happens between dreams. There it is.
That was nice. You've done this before.
Today's guest is here with amazing stuff, just up to incredible things, and we're going to get into all of it. You're going to be inspired, motivated, and walk away with actual tools to get out there and make amazing things happen. It's Jade Dharmawangsa.
The breath in between. Thank you, Chris, for having me. It was good. Thank you so much for having
me. I've been having so many people with, like, challenging last names.
You've been doing a good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Been good.
So I came across your stuff on YouTube. We were just talking about this. On YouTube, thanks to the algorithm, is in favor sometimes. Everyone complains about it, but it's like, well, it's actually sometimes kind of helpful. And speaking of algorithms, you come from a world of social media, content creation, consulting, a whole world of things that you help brands, individuals, people make stuff better.
Right.
So talk a little bit about what it is that you actually do, because I probably did not do a very good job.
No, it was good. It's exactly that. It's weird enough. Like, I started out with making YouTube videos when I was 9 years old. I've been doing YouTube for so long, and I realized there's no one that's been teaching me how to grow. You just self-learn. Like, most of the stuff you DIY yourself, right?
Yeah.
But I realized that I really lacked social media tips. So I help people grow their Instagram and YouTube following and how to really grow a brand out of it. My first background was starting with working at a marketing agency, and then I started my own marketing agency helping brands grow their social. So I started from a long period. I was 9 years old. I'm currently 17. So it's been a long journey, but I'm so excited to be here today.
Yeah, and that's something I left out is that you're 17. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and the one thing that I was initially kind of blown away and amazed by is, like, you tend to have this, like, balance of confidence and, like, you're your own personality, but without being, like, that typical, like, YouTuber, like, hey, look at my, like,
hey guys, welcome to my channel.
Yeah, like, you know, and walking through, you know, like, showing off all this stuff. It's like a perfect balance of, yeah, I do what I do, and I know what I know, but I'm not going to come across and, like, try to make it bigger or more, you know, I'm not going to, like, roll up in the Lamborghini. And you just see it, and it's like all day I see those ads.
Like, swipe up, buy my course, pay my bills, my car. Yeah.
And it's, like, so obnoxious. And that's what I, you know, as I watched through a handful of your videos, I was like, oh, this is great. It's not, like, trying to be this, like, fake thing or anything like that. It's, like, actually useful, and you see that with the interaction. It's like you have a great following and a community of people who want to be part of what you're doing, and it's just so perfect, because it's so refreshing. As you know, it's like the world, especially in social media world, doesn't necessarily always be very authentic or
like, honestly, if you watch my videos, like, sometimes the ads you see before my videos are the exact same people that, like, do those things, which is totally chill. I love it, but yeah, not me for sure.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about what it is. What is the most exciting thing that you're working on right now? Because you have in a handful of different things, like that balance of working with brands, which is a much different type of mindset and day to day than, like, helping individuals. And while they're, like, really related, what makes you most excited right now about one of those?
Hands down, developing my app, personal brand journey. So I have a passion of helping an influencer, someone who's creating a brand by themselves, because my income, my consulting company comes from brands, but I realize the power in when people really need you most when they're first starting. Like, when agencies really approach, like, people, like, that's when they are already big. Like, all management, like, as you know, like, entertainment, it's like, they, once you're big, then they come up to you. And I feel like my goal is to build a platform that helps educate people that are starting from anywhere. So basically, how to take your social media passion into a career, how to grow an audience, make money off of it. I think that's what I've been building. And I'm so excited because we just got our first, like, round of like new interns, and I want to thank everyone who's helped me, because it's seriously becoming the point where you're right, like the audience that I have has been people actually helping me with my business, and it's crazy to think that people really believe in it.
Yeah, and it's so, I'm just constantly amazed by people, because I make a lot of stuff, but then there's like days when I'm like, I'm gonna have to shoot this thing and all the time do it by myself. And it's like, you keep showing up, and not just to be, again, just reinforcing what I just said. It's not just to be like, oh, I want to like show off this thing. Like everything has some aspect of a helpful, but it's not just a tutorial. That's why it was so cool. It's like, it's kind of like
yeah, specifically like I grab coffee with you. Like, oh, it's like a friendship, right?
Yeah. And it's like, you're just getting this thing where it's entertainment, but not just entertainment. And it's not just like a boring tutorial. It's like showing that thing and like creating engagement. Where did that start for you to be able to, because I know everyone at home, everyone that's been in this room, me, has had these like great ideas, like, oh, I want to make a YouTube channel, I want to make a podcast, I want to do a live theater show, whatever it is. And then like after the first attempt, it's like, well, that was way harder than I thought it was going to be, or no one watched it, and I thought that was going to be my video. So where does that come for you on the thing of, and it's, this is what you've been, you know, the message that you've been creating. So where does that come from for you personally to be like, cause it's like, we all hit a thing. We're like, oh, I thought that video was going to be huge. And it wasn't.
It failed. Well, so, yeah, good question. I mean, honestly, when I first really wanted to answer this question, I'm like, I don't know. Cause like in the beginning, I don't know, but this is what I found recently. So okay, pick a number. From 50 to 100. Just pick a number.
Okay, can I do it?
Yeah, just pick a number.
Okay. 72.
Okay. Like, this is the way I see it. Chris, imagine I said, like, it takes you 72 videos before the 73rd one will pop off. Like, if I told you it takes 72 times to fail.
Can I change my number? Up.
Yeah, what is it?
It's 59.
Okay. 59, right? Like, what would you do if it was, like, genuinely that case where you only had to make, like, X amount of videos before the one popped off? What would you do?
Yeah, you got to make videos.
You're just going to fail faster, right? So like, I literally love the idea. I never saw it as that, but recently I'm like, wow, like I made, like when I was younger, I made like 100 videos in the past, and it was just my fourth YouTube channel. Then everything started rolling. So that's the way I see it. I feel like I'm actually really happy the more of the videos that flop, because I'm like, okay, five more to go and then we're going to be there. So that's the way I see it. I mean, it's weird to think about failing fast, but that's my biggest advice. Like, because a lot of the times when you haven't built your channel, it's because you haven't done it enough or you haven't been changing enough. If you look at like my favorite thing ever, which is the definition of insanity, is doing something over and over again, expecting change. So I would say trying new things and like actually failing fast.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but I have a book called Just Go. It's about that. It says jump in and get started even before it feels like we're ready. And there's a chapter in there that talks about the design of how that what you just talked about is the best design. It's like, imagine if the first video that you were super excited about was the best video and you got all these people
to view it. That would be so boring. I would be just like, what?
Yeah, and then it would just be like, well, now it's going to go downhill from here. No. And, you know,
honestly, so like when I was building my app, my app has been building a year, and originally like I was like, okay, we're gonna like build it up to like, you know, it's gonna be get straight off, we're gonna have all the money in the world, but it didn't turn out like that. Like I realized, wow, building software is expensive, and you're like but the problem solving is actually generally the most exciting part. Like having the problems is super fun to me.
Yeah, so in all of these adventures you get to travel a whole bunch. That seems like a core part of what the lifestyle that you're creating and building. What is that? How does that fit into? Of course, people are like, "Oh, I just want to travel," then they're just like, "There's a work aspect to that as well." What is it about being able to travel and like experience new places and new people and new experiences in general that like keeps you excited about that?
I use travel as work. I do a lot of events across. We did one in Europe in this last winter, Asia. So I have built communities, and all I want to do is like this. Like Chris, being on this podcast makes me excited. So like face-to-face interaction with my, you know, the people that support me on YouTube and Instagram is important. So I literally plan out trips to meet people across the world. Actually, we're working on our next like creator meetup. So the next goal is to use travel as ways unite and create content together with other people in the community. So my next location is probably New York. I haven't announced it yet, but that's like the next East Coast is something I want to dive into.
Cool. What you've worked with and collaborated with a lot of people, and I think my one of my favorite parts about being like in public world sometimes is when we talked about this right before we started recording. I'll get a message from somebody who is thinking about who wants to do a variety show or host a variety show or something, and they just what should I do? They ask me questions, and then like I've gotten things like 3 months later, like, hey, I got accepted into this festival or into this show. This happened several times because they were, you know, these people just didn't know, and they just kind of needed a little bit of a, sometimes it's like we often on either side, we know the answer, but it's so helpful to have somebody guide us there. Yeah. And that's super cool. What's something, do you have any standout moments of, you know, either working with clients, brands, or individuals and their stuff where it's just like when you get that, they come back to you and be like, oh my goodness.
That's such an interesting question. Yeah.
This happened and it was thanks to, you know, maybe one of your videos or maybe an interaction that they've had with you. Do you have any of those that stand out as a personal, like really like powerful ones?
That's a good question. I've never even asked this. Wow. Good question. This was one moment I remember. It's actually kind of crazy. Like, I don't know if it's true. I don't know. I don't think so. This girl has a startup in Silicon Valley about creating an app, but for people who like makeup. So it's like a discovery place to find products. She said this and it blew my mind. In one of my meetups in San Francisco, she says, Jade, you helped me raise $1.2 million for my first round of funding. And I'm just like, what? So she used social media to get investors and people to believe in her product. And that's it. That was like crazy to me because I've seen people who've not the money aspect, but it was the idea. Right. Like she was in a corporate job and now she's like creating the idea of people pivoting from like their 9 to 5 to like creative passion. And it's unlocked through social. That's what blows my mind. Not the money. It was just generally the fact that she could go full time on her business now.
Yeah. Amazing.
I don't know if it's true, but yeah.
It's true. It's definitely true.
It was amazing. It was crazy. Can't believe it.
That's so cool. Now, there's a thing that I think pretty much almost everyone is battling, this thing of maybe lack of confidence in their work or in their talent or in their skill or in their background or in their age, or they're too old or they're too young.
The age is, yeah.
They have this whole thing and they're like, well, especially becoming, and I know you've talked about this in other platforms, but in becoming, you know, an expert. Whatever that means, which isn't, I don't think is really the best word ever to use. No. I don't think there's ever like a great way to saying that word. Yeah. But you have to sometimes act like, you know, if someone's hiring you to do something, or if you're going to turn a camera on and be in front of it, you need to have that feeling of, okay, well, I know what I'm talking about, or at least I have an opinion of what I want to talk about, and kind of step up and deliver, because there's people who are watching and trusting you to do that. And particularly for you, there you could have don't want to dwell on this, but like you could have every excuse to say, well, who's going to trust me, because
I'm so,
you know, if I'm talking to a company or something and it's going to be like a 30-year-old or something, and they're just like, well, who, no, we're not going to trust you or pay you.
Sure. Yeah. First of all, yeah, it's true, right? Like most people are above in my work field, like 30, 40, and it's like obviously also like a male entrepreneur too, so it's like really interesting. But anyways, that's true for sure.
Yeah. So it's there doesn't need to be a question in there. It's just like that's cool to see. Like I was on Entrepreneur on Fire and John was like, yeah, I was doing this speech and I had like the biggest, imposter syndrome. He was like, I was like so nervous. And I was like, you have like the biggest podcast in the world.
Okay. This literally happened today. Can I dive into story time really quick?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was in Santa Monica. I told you this, Grace. I was like, I have a podcast interview, but I'm interviewing someone else. But like, I had the biggest imposter syndrome too. I was like, I'm gonna get kicked out of this place, because I went to the headquarters of this design agency. This is kind of funny because I feel like one day he's gonna see this and be like, what? But I was so nervous because for some reason I thought that I was not in value. Because when you're nervous and you set someone above you, you're like, I'm way down here. And then, you know, luckily my intern Nikayla, she's like confused. She's like, what are you saying, Jade? Like, what are you talking about? Why are you nervous? I'm like, I don't know. So I had the meeting. So nervous. Like, my voice was literally like, so welcome to the channel. And then I've never had that problem. I came out of the meeting and I was just like, you know, wow, like, that was fine. Like, what I really learned is your brain always makes the worst assumptions. And today I learned that try to literally think about the best thing that could possibly happen and focus on that. And you'll attract that, because I'm a huge believer in, you know, manifesting your dreams for sure. So I had so many occurrences. That's exactly what happened. But like, this happens every single time I have a client meeting. One of the companies I used to work for is an apparel brand. And like, the CEO is like a 45-year-old female that doesn't maybe understand social media. So I'm like, how do I convince this girl? But then I realized, like, marketing, okay, so social media, right? There's an algorithm change. Maybe you're like, also like, yeah, Jay, it's been screwing up everything. But like, there's always changes. And with that being, like, if the constant universe, if entertainment is always changing, if there's always someone new, then no one's really an expert. And the people who had the degrees and the age and experience doesn't compare to anyone, because everything's constantly moving. So now that I see it as that, where everything's changing, like, who does know anything? No one. It gave me a sense of, like, you know, confidence to say I'm 17 and I own it, because you probably don't know much either. Like, literally, when people say I'm an expert, I'm like, I just observe things and that's it.
Yeah. And if anything, as you said, if you're talking to somebody who's out of the social media game, maybe because they are a little bit older, and it's like, you are even more connected. It's like, you are even more of the quote expert.
That's because you're in, I use
in
it.
It's like, that's your, you know, that's like, in, you are an expert because of that, like, that you know, thing that people are seeing as a negative is actually the biggest asset to help be why you're valuable and important. And so that's great. What is for you in those moments when, and it's just going to pair onto the what you just said, in that imposter syndrome, or somebody that's watching or listening at home is saying, yeah, but, and they still hit that excuse. They're like, yeah, but that's easy for you to say because you have this. Yes. Or I get that sometimes, that people are like, yeah, but that you live in LA, so you have all these
luxuries.
Resources.
You're lucky. Yeah.
And, you know, whatever it is. And I think I see that sometimes. I'm like, I built this thing. It's my, we're in my living room and I did this. And then people are like, oh, well, you have that. Then I'm like, yeah, but I don't have three cameras to shoot my podcast on. Oh. So I need to wait until I do that. Or I don't have the right microphones that I want. And then I'll be motivated to make better podcasts or more podcasts more often once I have the microphones. Then I realize, like, once I get, like, those
all this
things,
stuff,
I'm like, I live in LA now and I have a little space that I can do this thing. And I'm still coming up with excuses. So it's this game that never ends. And I don't think that a lot of people realize that. They're like, no, really. I just need $1,000 for some gear and then I'll be good forever.
100%. So
where does that hit for you? Again, you've already touched on it. Let's do a nice package for people to leave on, you know, when someone's feeling in that way, when you're feeling in that way, where you're just like a little overwhelmed by something or something, and then you decide to show up anyway and create the thing or deliver, or you're outside the meeting and you're like, I could probably say I'm sick and then walk
100%.
Away. Where in that moment, where does that come from, to say, two options, I can go away or I can jump in and just go? So a little bit maybe a personal story if you want, or any additional thoughts on that to round this out.
This is really interesting. The why, like the idea of, if only I could have this, then I can start, is the number one question I get. And I'm just also curious, like, do you right now, what motivated you to start the Between the Dreams podcast? Like, personally for you, just curious, like, you had those moments too. What got you through that?
Yeah. Oh, spinning it back.
I'm just curious.
I mean, this is, my buddy Kip and I have always been, we trying to launch ideas, and we used to do magic tricks in college, and we were just going out doing all kinds of really fun stuff, and like kind of like building live theater shows. And we were I was doing a show in it's actually from this trip.
Where'd you go?
So that's Monument Valley in Utah, which is the cover image of the book. And we were in Canyon de Chelly in Arizona, which is Navajo Reservation. I was doing a juggling show there. And
what's the audience like?
I thought it was gonna be terrifying, but they were just college students.
Oh, that's sick.
They live on the Navajo reservation.
Do you get like stage fright ever by performing, or did you get better?
Totally. It's always it's the same thing. It's like people are like, oh, you did it, you did this, because I have like, you know, and I was like also have like a handful of like TV appearances, and people are like, whoa, and I'm like, no, that's terrifying. Like it's still exactly the same.
Pro
as
entertainers
always.
Still get nervous. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. So we were in this. This place in Arizona. I was talking to Kip. So I told him, I was like, oh, I'm going to this Navajo reservation. It like supposed to be awesome. Like, meet me in Albuquerque, and we'll fly, because we're living on the East Coast at this time.
Right.
I was like, meet me in Albuquerque, and we'll go there. And he was like, okay. You know, it was like one of those crazy adventure things. And then we're like walking around the desert, and I think I heard like a song lyric or something that was like between these dreams of something, and it was some sort of thing, and it just really resonated. And then I love the thing of like between dreams, because what we've always talked about is, you know, in line with the Just Go, it's people dream big dreams, but what happens is what happens between those dreams. Like, you can't just live all day waiting to, you know.
You can't manifest, just be like, come to.
Yeah, you have to do something between those dreams. And that's where between dreams was like, that's life. And that's where action happens.
Oh, that's so cool. I was like generally wanting to know that question, because I was asking earlier. I mean, I have a similar story, Chris. Like, well, I dropped out of high school. So for me personally, like, I don't know if this sounds like bad, but like I had no choice other than to go like the hard route. The easy route wasn't an option. It was like I cut the cord already by leaving school, leaving my career, going to USC film school, like wanting to be essentially just a corporate person, which is amazing because that's what I originally wanted. I cut the cord. So like personally for me, there was no excuse. I couldn't be like, I need to wait for the next camera, because the time was now. I think what I recommend is
forced, you know, if deadlines are
pressure.
The best.
Well,
and sometimes you can force that. Like,
truly, like, I think this is the thing. Having too much abundance and resources, like, we have all the, like, you and I have all the gear, and people like that will look at us are like, wow. But that's actually the thing that could kill you the most, because when you have pressure and a lack of resources and there's only so much you can do, that's where you can actually get really creative. You come up with problems. Imagine you had everything, okay? You had the LA apartment. Say like you lived in like downtown Hollywood. You lived next to the best directors. You had the equipment. Like anyone could be successful. The reason why entrepreneurship, and I said this before, but like the reason why entrepreneurship, which is currently anything you do creative, is what it is because the word entre, Latin root, means taking risks. And if you take out the word entre out of entrepreneur, what are you doing? You're literally just, you know, going, if you wanted the answers to everything, have all the equipment, you're not really playing the game. So I saw it as that. I took out school. I took out all the excuses. You could literally cut your friends out. You could just literally not have, you can only have an iPhone. And that's where you want to start. I generally believe my friends who are wealthy and well off, and I didn't really come from much. I, you know, moved. I lost my home a few times from my parents' job. I remember I was so happy that I had nothing. And I hope people can experience that, because all my friends, my cousins are like wealthy and rich. Love you, cousins. But, you know, they look at me like, how do you do that? And I'm like, it's called going through absolute shit. So that's what I really kind of remembered. It's like, not having resources is actually the best blessing ever, because you're able to be creative.
Yeah, it's great. No excuses.
No excuses.
Just go make it happen.
Let's go.
All right, that is great. That's just amazing stuff. And I love that, just the mindset of if you have a bunch of stuff, that's not going to solve the problems.
No.
It's now you're still going to have to turn the camera on and start talking, which is usually the hardest, you know, to turn it on and start and then edit it or delete it and start it over
publish,
again and
just
do it again.
Publish. Yeah. Okay. So love you, dad. My dad's a part of he's my mentor. So if you're curious to know where my business advice comes from, shout out to you, birth giver. Actually, that's not my birth giver. Anyways, my dad has like bought so many cameras to start his YouTube channel. He bought a Sony A7, another vlogging camera, then this. And I'm like, dad, Just start. So if anything, if anyone is listening to this, Dad, we're talking about you.
And I know we're talking to more of you than that. So thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much, Chris.
If you're listening on audio only, you can listen with your eyeballs as well. That's called watching because we're on YouTube. There's a camera here. And thank you for watching and listening. Available everywhere that you listen and watch podcasts. You can figure it out if you are listening to it. You've already done so.
Wow.
And where can we find more if we want to hear, check out more of your stuff on all the fronts?
So I wish my last name was a little shorter, but if you search Jade Dharmawangsa, J-A-D-E, on Instagram, YouTube, email, Twitter, anything, I'm here to answer your questions. I make videos a lot about social media, so request anything. If you have a question below, let me know.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you for watching, listening, and that's it for now. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Chris, that's so fun.